Institutions under stress, shield laws, the FBI's Atlanta surge, and a vice president's rebuke of the court. The Supreme Court declined to intervene in the case of Catherine Herridge, a former Fox News and CBS reporter facing an $800 a day civil contempt fine for refusing to identify the confidential source behind a 2017 national security story. There is no federal shield law protecting journalists in federal proceedings, leaving Herridge exposed to escalating fines, nearly $300,000 annually, designed to compel compliance. The court's refusal to create a federal evidentiary privilege for journalists, even with a conservative supermajority that includes justices from administrations that publicly champion press freedom, is a clear statement of where the institution stands. The most resource-intensive domestic story is FBI Director Kash Patel's memo directing 260 analysts, drawn from field offices across the country, to surge support for an investigation of the 2020 presidential election in Fulton County, Georgia. The deployment is happening nearly 6 years after the events in question. For scale, the FBI's entire organized crime division numbers roughly 300 agents nationwide. Sending 260 analysts to a single county investigation of that vintage raises pointed questions about resource allocation and about the line between legitimate law enforcement and political pressure exercised through investigative process. In Congress, Senator Tom Tillis declared the Save America Act dead, killed by internal Republican divisions. A pattern consistent with a majority large enough for messaging legislation, but narrow enough that factional disagreements can defeat substantive bills. On the Democratic side, a representative identified as Kyros is vowing to block Hakeem Jeffries from the speakership over PAC money disputes. And Democratic Socialists of America leaders are publicly warning the party establishment after a string of primary upsets, signaling that the progressive insurgency reshaping the party since 2016 continues to produce electoral results. Vice President Vance publicly called Justice Amy Coney Barrett's vote on the birthright citizenship case a mistake. Barrett was the deciding sixth vote in a 6-3 ruling, striking down the president's executive order. A sitting vice president directly criticizing a Supreme Court justice appointed by the current administration for ruling against that administration is unusual and represents public executive branch pressure on the judiciary. The White House statement signals it does not regard the birthright citizenship question as settled. Two procedural stories round out the day's domestic legal landscape. The Justice Department accidentally sent the sealed Jack Smith report to defense lawyers, materials kept from public view by court order, raising complex questions about whether the seal can be maintained if those materials have already been distributed. And reporting indicates the administration is deploying federal regulatory power to shape the 2026 midterm environment, including a USPS mail voting rule change that Democratic governors are now formally challenging, arguing the rule change disproportionately disadvantages their voters.